Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The dead period is over now, and that means more and more recruiting news about to crop up here for Alabama football, maybe a little bit of basketball, but we're going to primarily be talking about football recruiting today. Hey, what's up? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Roll Pod, Alabama sports podcast from Bama 247. I am staff writer Cody Goodwin, and I'm glad you're here. Also glad that our recruiting expert, Brett Greenberg, back from his own dead period. Brett, you're about to get revved up again with a lot of recruiting stuff over the next couple weeks, but I wanted to start here. How did you spend the dead period?
I would like to have been a little bit more dead than I was, you know, if we're going to carry that same vocabulary and verbiage, you know. Took a couple days off. I remember talking with you, you saying, you know, take your days. I did that. I listened to Cody there. I took a couple days off. That was very refreshing, kind of leading into when the dead period ended. So it's kind of full force now. But over the last, you know, over the course of the last couple weeks and since January, I know a lot of our Bama 247 subscribers know I've been keeping a running list of confirmed visitors throughout these next several weeks and months on Bama 247. And I can tell you right now, there's certainly this coaching staff certainly doing a lot of things right with the amount of visitors they're getting on campus. And like I've said multiple times on this podcast and on boards and stories and things like that, step one is getting these guys on campus. But yeah, you know, is again, you know, it was the dead period went by a little bit quicker than I imagined it would have been, maybe a little bit quicker than I liked it to have been. But you know, we're getting back in the swing of things. I know you're getting back in the swing of things with spring practice, so it's exciting time in Tuscaloosa. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to cover, and a lot of good things coming to Bama 247.
100%. Yeah, spring football now back in full swing. Alabama had their first practice yesterday. We're recording this on a Tuesday evening. You're probably listening to this first thing Wednesday morning. But with the return of spring ball, and maybe this is me just being a green SEC football personality a little bit, still learning some stuff. I didn't realize how big like unofficial visits were during spring ball. We're going to get into that a little bit here with Brett. I'm going to talk about some key visitors to know. Also going to talk about a commitment that Alabama landed not too long ago. But I wanted to start here, Brett. Dead period's over. What are some important dates that maybe we need to know about, or important dates that you have circled on your calendar, or key things that we need to know when it comes to recruiting through not just the spring football season, but really, you know, through the month of March, April, even May, you know, kind of through this spring semester? Like what do we need to know? What dates do we need to know? What details do we need to know through this, you know, through this little bit when it comes to recruiting?
Yeah. Without getting too far into the weeds, because with the NCAA is just so many different rules and things like that of what a recruit can do and what a coach can do at certain points. But from now up until, you know, the next several months, up until the summer months, there's just kind of going to be kids on campus across the country, on campuses everywhere, you know, pretty much every single day. You know, we saw that yesterday in Alabama's first Monday spring practice. There was a handful of guys on campus. Wednesday, when they have practice, there's going to be a handful of guys. This Friday, I think I've kind of circled on my calendar, March 8th, a whole lot of top 247 talent, a couple of five stars, a former Alabama 2025 commit supposed to be in town. That's one date I certainly got circled, but more or less, it's just every kind of spring practice date that Alabama has, I'm going to have circled as well, because I anticipate a lot of visitors to be there. And like I said at the top of the show, we're filling out our calendar and our running list, and pretty much every single day, there's going to be at least one visitor, probably on campus. So I don't know if there's a certain date I can give you right now, but you know, another one to look out for is, of course, is the A Day as well. I believe it's April 13th. Just, you know, as was the case for years and as is the case at many other schools, I would expect a lot of visitors to be there for that A Day game. We've already confirmed a couple, would, you know, certainly still a little bit of ways away. So we're going to continue to confirm those guys, but that's kind of where I'm at with the calendar right now, kind of just tracking these recruits every move. And, you know, you talked about how important unofficial visits are, and yeah. And, you know, when you don't have a coaching change, I think unofficial visits are extremely important. But when you have an entirely new coaching staff, for the most part, getting these guys in immediately after the dead period to take unofficial visits is extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, that's of the many things that I've learned over the last year being down here in SEC country, I didn't realize that, like, spring practices, like the practices, were big for like unofficial visitors. And one thing you've done a really good job of at Bama247.com, if this is not a selling point to subscribe now, I don't know what is. You've done a really good job of just like going literally date by date with Alabama spring practices. And you've just got a running list of like, here are all the dudes that are supposed to be there. These are all unofficial visitors, because it's, you know, just based on what I've learned and what you've told me, most kids want to save their official visits for either like a long summer weekend or, you know, obviously a game day in the fall when they're able to experience that atmosphere and all that stuff. So a lot of these guys, unofficial visitors, but like, you know, looking at, you know, who was at practice yesterday, for example, four-star offensive tackle Marcus Garcia, handful of three-star guys, some 2026 guys were there checking it out. Wednesday's practice, five-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham is the name that you have, you know, mentioned here. Four-star linebacker Daryl Johnson going to make an unofficial visit as well. You have a massive list here for March 8th, this Friday coming up. Guys not only probably going to experience practice, but they're probably also going to stick around for the weekend as an unofficial to kind of get to know the staff and some of the players on the program or within the program. What is like, can you educate me a little bit more? Like, is this normal? Like, this seems kind of bizarre to me that these guys would just kind of come and hang out and watch practice. And, you know, obviously they'll probably talk and communicate with the coaches and the guys, but, you know, practice, we talk about visiting during practice. Like, is that help me understand this a little bit more?
Yeah. I for one, I think this is extremely normal, and a little bit to what I was talking about earlier, just with this new coaching staff. A lot of these guys are meeting these coaches for the very first time. Now, a lot of them have had conversations over the last several weeks, you know, during the open contact period in January when that coaching change happened. Kalen DeBoer and a bunch of assistant coaches, as we tracked, was all over the country reaching out and visiting with guys in high school. But a lot of these guys are coming for the first time back on campus, some of which have never been on campus in general. So it's just a whole lot of firsts for a lot of these guys. I just think, again, yeah, I think it's normal. And again, how important it is to have guys like you mentioned, Caleb Cunningham, Julian Lewis is supposed to be there on Friday. You know, that's a USC commit, and Alabama's continued to be in contact with him. And I've kind of carried that same thoughts and sentiment with all these guys that I'm adding. It just kind of speaks volumes to the coaching staff. I understand these, you know, this is nowhere close to a commitment and we're still ways away. So I'm the first one to tell you that. But again, sound like a broken record, but getting these kids back on campus is a very big deal. And there's certainly a lot of guys on this list that were back on campus in February for junior day and certainly had good enough conversations and experiences to come back immediately after the dead period. So that's certainly a good sign.
100%. Yeah. Wanted to kind of hone in a little bit on the massive list of visitors that you have coming for this Friday and this upcoming weekend. We'll get to some of the other bigger names that you've already confirmed who are going to make some visits later in the spring calendar. But this weekend specifically, a lot of names on this list that I'm looking at right here. A lot of big four-star names. I see at least one Alabama commit that's currently committed. We'll talk about him actually a little bit more later in the show. But a lot of other guys who are targets. I see a former commitment who's on this list here. Who are some of the bigger names that we need to know that's going to be visiting this Friday for, you know, Alabama spring practice that's going to be here the weekend? Like, who are the biggest names that you feel like we need to know?
Yeah, you know, I hit on it right there, but Julian Lewis, I don't think you can overstate getting him back on campus. Certainly, you know, he's set to take, I think it's like between 5 and 7 visits within the next, you know, week or month, month and a half. I mean, these kids are busy, but you know, Alabama's getting that first visit, which I think is a good thing for them to, you know, maybe they're prioritizing Alabama. That conversation that they had with Kalen DeBoer and the other offensive staff and coaches was obviously good enough to get him back on campus. And I know a lot of people around the industry, you know, he's committed to USC, but kind of the, you know, consensus is maybe he doesn't end up in a Trojans uniform when that all said and, you know, when it's all said and done. You know, I can't speak exactly what's going on there, but, you know, hoping to learn more when he, you know, wraps up that visit. Another guy is Zion Grady. I know a lot of people have had a lot of conversations and questions about him. He was, you know, kind of made a little bit of noise with an interview right after Nick Saban was retired and said he hadn't gotten, you know, in contact with the coaches or coaches hadn't gotten in contact with him yet. I know a lot of Alabama fans were a little bit concerned with that, but you know, since talking with him, he's kind of not backtracked, but you know, showed his understanding that, you know, there was a lot going on over Kalen DeBoer and Courtney Morgan and Freddie Roach and Robert Gillespie. And I mean, it was kind of those four guys at the beginning, kind of dealing with everything. But he's, you know, Kalen DeBoer, he visited with him at Enterprise High School back in January, continued to, you know, be in contact with them. He talked about, hey, you know, I was committed. I'm going to come, you know, at least check them out. The conversations I've had are good enough. Freddie Roach is still there. You know, but at the same time, he also acknowledges these relationships are new. And that's a lot of times I say with these guys, you know, a lot of these players, their position coaches are gone. So, you know, a lot of these relationships are very fresh, but to get them back on campus again, very big deal. Another guy is, you know, we've seen the connection of California to Alabama and the Bryce Young and Peyton Woodyard and Xavier Brown. Well, we're seeing that a little bit more, a lot of more out West guys. And I think that's a product of, you know, Kalen DeBoer being out West and Courtney Morgan being out West and a lot of these other guys being in, you know, the Midwest and things like that. Is a 4-star linebacker, Noah McHale, had, you know, a whole lot of interest in Alabama before the coaching change, continues to have really good interest. Kane Womack made a stop out of his high school as Bonita High School out in California during the open contact period. So he'll be down here. Whole lot of more guys will be in town. Another guy I want to hit on is London Merritt. He's a top 247 edge, Atlanta native, but transferred to IMG for his senior season. Was talking with him earlier this week and have a full write-up on Bama 247. But he was telling me how he was so close to committing to the old staff. And, you know, was kind of talking to him, you know, well, you're an edge, you're a D-line type guy, your position coach is still there. What are the thoughts there? And, you know, like I talked to many people, the importance of keeping Freddie Roach and keeping Robert Gillespie, I think just it cannot be overstated. You can't talk about it enough. And that was a big deal with him. And he's continued to stay very interested in Alabama. They continue to do a really good job with him. He'll be in town. I like where Alabama stands, I guess, early with him. And then another guy, returner, the last one I want to hit on is Travis Smith Jr., 6'4 wide receiver, kind of bursted onto the scene this last fall. I remember joking with him. I remember, I think it was just September, I was like, who is this guy? I looked him up, and 247, we didn't have any stars on him, didn't have a ranking, and now he's a 4-star and a top 15 receiver in the country. Continues to really, really like Alabama, loves Coach Shepard. He'll be back. He was up in junior day, got an offer, continued to stay in touch with him. So, yeah, full list, like Cody said, is on Bama 247. And that's not just for March 8th. I've got, you know, March 10th, 11th, 12th, and April, and, you know, a couple even official visits in June. So, you know, that's constantly getting updated. I just threw a couple more names on there right before we hopped on this podcast. So that's continuing to stay updated. But, yeah, Friday is going to be shaping up to be a very, very loaded group of visitors. And I think some important groups, too.
100%. Yeah, you literally go date by date, all of Alabama spring practices. Here are the names that you have confirmed that are going to be visiting there. You made an interesting point that I actually wanted to touch with you on. I know that we, you know, me and Rodak and now Alex, we've talked about the importance of Freddie Roach and Robert Gillespie and how them sticking around. Like, we really didn't see a lot of attrition out of either of those position rooms, right? Yeah. Gillespie with the running backs, Roach with the defensive linemen. Like, everybody who was there when Saban retired remains there, right? Like, thumbs up to those coaches. Totally understand why they got raises and title bumps under the new staff. I'm curious, from a recruiting perspective, though, you look at some of the list of these visitors, and I'm not going to give away all the names because you guys should subscribe to Bama 247 so you can see all of the great work Brett has done here. But you mentioned Zion Grady and edge, London Merritt and edge. I'm seeing, you know, more defensive linemen. I'm seeing a few running backs here who are on the list. What have you kind of heard on the recruiting trail in terms of, you know, some of these guys who had you know, relationships with the old staff, but because a guy like Gillespie and because a guy like Roach got held over with DeBoer, like, they're still pretty high on Alabama. Or like, what have those conversations been like with some of the recruits who are considering Alabama at those two positions?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of cut and dry, like you just said. Like, an immediate example that comes to mind, and I think this kind of speaks even more volumes because he's not even at that position, is Micah DeBose, in-state offensive tackle. He talked about, at the very beginning, I contact with him, right when Nick Saban retired, and then I believe it was Jamie Mosley let him know that he, you know, continued to have an offer. I think he was like the first one to be told he was reoffered in the 2025 class. He talked about, and his coach talked about, how they were talking about how great it was to see Freddie Roach and Robert Gillespie and a couple other staffers like Josh Chapman and HaHa Clinton Dix and Jamie Mosley around, because it kind of has that old Bama. You know, so he kind of is a perfect example of that. Another guy's Akylan Deere out of Quinton, Mississippi. He'll be down here, I believe it's in later this March. He'll be in Tuscaloosa. But, you know, he basically cut and dry said, if Gillespie wasn't there, Bama isn't around. I mean, those quotes are telling enough. And I'm not just saying that. There's the facts to back it up and talking to all these guys. And I, you know, I want to point out that the guys DeBoer brought over too have certainly done a good job. I mean, I don't really go a day without hearing Coach Shep's name come out of someone's mouth. I think Coach Kapilovich, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, seems to be an incredible hire. The connections he has around the country are already paying off. We're seeing a lot of Northern guys that had interest in Michigan State days. Set visits. A couple guys that he had gotten contact with already at Baylor are setting visits, and he was only at Baylor for, I don't know, was it a month, 2 weeks, whatever it may have been. So, you know, overall, the guys who stayed, the proof is there with the conversations we've had. So another, you know, kudos to DeBoer there.
100%. Yeah. Well, and we're talking about, you know, Gillespie at running back, another 2025 commit, top 100 guy, Anthony Rogers. Never really wavered on his commitment, right? So that's maybe another bit of a credit to Coach G. And you look at some of the visitors. I know we mentioned Caleb Cunningham, big five-star receiver. He'll be here this week. You look at some of the other names that you've got here, another receiver, talking about the impact of Jamarcus Shepherd and what he was able to do with those receivers at Washington. Obviously, landing Ryan Williams was huge, and now they're looking ahead, obviously, to 25 and 26 classes. A lot of names on this list.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's look ahead a little bit. We know who's coming this weekend, at least some of the big names. You've got the full list on Bama 247. Looking forward, some of the other practices coming down the pike here in March and in April, especially A-Day. Who are some other big names that we need to know who are considering Alabama, who have already locked in visits through the spring season? Like, who are some of those bigger names that we need to know looking forward?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and just jump to April here. Mason Posa, number one prospect in New Mexico. I want you to learn this name, Cody. He is a three-time state wrestling champion. And I encourage you to go watch his recent tweets and his highlights from his recent state championship tournament. Cody's going to get a little distracted here, so I'll carry the podcast for a couple minutes. So Mason Posa, he's a guy that, maybe Alabama fans maybe aren't accustomed to offers coming out of New Mexico in the past. But again, I think this is a product of the new staff and DeBoer and Courtney Morgan and the footprint he has around the entire country. But he's a guy that absolutely loves Alabama. The thought of Alabama will be his first time. He'll be down for a three-day trip in April. The next day is four-star linebacker Anthony Saga out of Philadelphia. He was at Alabama for, junior day in February. Has a great relationship with Coach Hitzler. Was actually kind of all signs pointing to him maybe committing to Wisconsin when Hitzler was there, then kind of backed off that a little bit when he took the Alabama job. He'll be back in Tuscaloosa in April for 3 days. Another guy that we want to hit on in April is Bo Jackson. I know a lot of people, when they heard that name, kind of maybe double took or make sure they were reading that right. Yeah, there's a four-star running back out of Cleveland, Ohio named Bo Jackson, who has called Alabama his dream school. I think if Alabama can land him, if Kalen DeBoer can land him, a lot of Alabama fans, maybe that buys him a loss or two in the regular season if he can do that. But that's another name. And, I hit on Micah DeBose. He'll be down there in April, and a lot of other guys. I could go on and on and on, but we're going to, go subscribe. Go subscribe. And, again, this list is getting updated every single day.
What was the when the OG Bo Jackson was going through his recruiting process? I think he ultimately went to Auburn, right? If I remember the story, that whoever the coach at Alabama was, didn't guarantee that he would have the opportunity to play early, and Auburn gave him that opportunity. So, does Alabama just need to promise this Bo Jackson, hey, you come in and you're good enough, we'll let you play? I don't know how familiar he might be with that story.
Even though Saban's gone, I don't think Alabama's. I don't think they're guaranteeing anything to anybody. I don't think anything's changing on that front.
So for the record, did pull up Mason Posa here. Pretty impressive highlights on the mat, man. And I know I'm biased, but the whole dual sport thing, especially with wrestling, but also basketball for receivers or defensive backs, track and field for receivers and running backs, even the throwing events for some of the defensive linemen, linebackers, offensive linemen, wrestling, obviously, for linebackers, D linemen, O linemen. Big fan of that. Not that it's an automatic indicator of future success, but the one thing I've really appreciated about wrestling specifically is that, it teaches you spatial and body awareness. It teaches you how to use leverage. It obviously teaches you how to hand fight, which is huge in the trenches. And I've seen a lot of really, really good wrestlers who are football first guys, go on to the next level. And because they know some of those little tips and tricks that wrestling taught them, they were able to find success, you know, early and late, you know, because they already had like those base foundations, just like other things that maybe guys who didn't wrestle, you know, didn't have. Or, you know, like when it comes to basketball, for example, like I think of Cooper DeJean, the defensive back from Iowa, who's on his way to the NFL draft. He was a phenomenal basketball player, right? And you can kind of see some of those skills when he's in coverage, right? Like when he, you know, he kind of knows how to body a guy up. He obviously trusts his natural athletic instincts. And we saw a lot of that too with Kool-Aid McKinstry and Terrion Arnold, two guys who pretty sure when they signed to play football at Alabama, they had also kind of signed to play basketball too. They didn't end up, I don't think, seeing any hoops time, but clearly you can see that athleticism when it pops on tape. So like, obviously I'm going to geek out over the three-time state wrestling champion, but like, I am like all in on multi-sport athletes who just so happen to choose football, because you can see a lot of those different athletic traits on the football field, and that's only going to make the team better. It's obviously going to help the individual athlete. Like, I don't know how you feel about that, Brett, but like, I'm a big fan of guys who play multiple sports through their high school careers.
Yeah. I'm glad you kind of, you pointed that out too. Cause I've, you know, you look at, you notice a little bit of a trend, you know, when we've seen, I think it's close to 100 offers handed out with this new staff. A lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes, and a lot of these guys too, in particular, are two-way athletes on the football field. I'm not saying that wasn't the case with Nick Saban, but a lot of these guys are kind of just, I know it's a little hanging free here, but kind of just freak athletes. And hey, we're going to figure out what we want to do with them when they get to Tuscaloosa. It's just interesting to see. And then a guy you talked about earlier is Marcus Garcia, who was in Tuscaloosa on Monday for spring practice. I think he's an all-state shot put and discus at track and field in Texas. So it's just to your point right there.
Yeah. You know, and like, you know, we don't think too much about like, oh, what are the traits of throwers? Well, if you've ever watched the shot put, or if you ever watched the discus, like discus specifically, like those guys have to spin and they have to understand when to let the disc go, and they have to make sure their feet remain in the circle, and they need to have balanced body spatial awareness. Like, you may not think that that translates to the football field, but it kind of does, right? Like, if you get initially beat off the snap and you're able to kind of recapture your balance and hand fight a little bit, and, you know, able to kind of battle back to maybe not win the rep, but kind of, you know, split it 50-50. Sometimes that can come in handy when you decide you want to throw the discus, right? Like, just little things like that might be an extreme example, but that's one of those things that pops into my head. Multi-sport athletes, lots of great recruits who are going to be in town. One recruit that I did want to hit on, Alabama did land a commitment. It was a flip back. I don't know exactly what the phrase here is, but Antonio Coleman, four-star defensive lineman, a one-time Alabama commit, flipped to Auburn. Now he's flipped back to the Tide. What can you tell us about this commitment, but also just kind of the journey he's taken thus far?
Yeah, it's been a exciting recruitment. I'll call it exciting. You know, committed to Alabama, I believe it was in September, kind of out of the blue. Ended up flipping his commit to Auburn in December before Nick Saban retired, out of the blue. You know, kind of fell in love with that new defensive line coach over there at Auburn. And I kind of felt like it was pretty much not, you know, again, long ways to go, but it kind of seemed like he was going to sit with Auburn. You know, a couple other in-state defensive linemen are committed there, Malik Audrey and Jordan Crawford. It kind of seemed like it was going to be all Auburn, but then out of nowhere, you know, sitting there Saturday afternoon watching some basketball, and Antonio Coleman flips back to Alabama. And for starters, you know, initial thought is massive, massive win for Kalen DeBoer. I mean, it's an in-state guy. You're flipping him from his arch rival. You're flipping him after you only met with him one time. He was in Tuscaloosa for junior day. I believe some coaches met with him at Saraland High School as well. But, you know, you only got him on campus one time. And I think that's very impressive. It's a, you know, kind of their first commitment of the 2025 class for the new staff, if you will. You got Anthony Rogers, like you mentioned. You got Miles Johnson, who both seem to be very locked in after junior day visits and other things like that. But this is kind of, he's kind of the anchor of this 2025 class, so to speak. And I talked to him about that. He says that comes with big pride. I know what this means. It means a little bit more for me. I'm already, you know, hitting up guys and things like that. But, you know, and we hit on it earlier in the show, but this is another product of Freddie Roach. You know, I talked with Antonio, it was earlier in February while I was at Ryan Williams' signing ceremony when he was committed to Auburn. He said, you know, I'm still with Auburn, but continue to talk with Freddie Roach, continue to talk with Coach Womack, who has a great relationship with Antonio Coleman from The South Alabama days, just they're very South Alabama and Sarah Land are about 15-minute drive from each other. So he used to go to camps all the time there, and he was kind of talking to me. He said the relationships and the connections, he said, it's kind of just scary. Just about everywhere he looks, he's got somebody he's known for a very long time. And then when that Auburn defensive line coach left, he called it, quote, a deal breaker. Said he's still going to take visits to schools. He mentioned Auburn, of course, mentioned a few others like Penn State, Notre Dame, Miami, USC. So this guy's going to take his visits. Still a long way to go. But again, I think this is a very, very big and important early win for Alabama and Kalen DeBoer in this 2025 class. And maybe this gets things rolling to rebuild this class that was once ranked, you know, number two in the country. And, you know, just confirmed with him before we got on this podcast, he'll be here on Friday as well.
Awesome. Yeah. 6'2", 285-pound defensive lineman, four-star guy, top 100 recruit by 247. He's got offers, obviously, from Bama, Auburn, Arkansas, Clemson, also Florida State. Looks like they jumped in last month. Got to ask, because he's flipped a couple of different times now, we are dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. Do you feel confident that maybe he holds this time, or what are the chances that maybe, you know, he gets smitten a little bit as he continues to go through his visits, right? Because it's, you know, it's a long ways to December to get, you know, ink to paper, right?
Yeah, you kind of said it right there. We have a very, very long way to go. But, you know, as I sit here in March, I do feel, you know, confident that I think he ends up at Alabama. He kind of just kept bringing up about how he kept calling Alabama home. He talked about how when he first flipped to Auburn, it was still kind of shaky. He was still always thinking about Alabama a little bit. You know, he was all Auburn, but Alabama was kind of in the back of his mind. I think Ryan Williams going there maybe helped a little bit as well. But yeah, he's going to take his visits. I think, you know, Alabama fans have seen it year in, year out, and this is the way with NIL and transfer portals going. It's only going to get crazier. I think, you know, couple months ago, Jeremiah Beeman was taking official and unofficial visits to Auburn, and the Auburn board was saying he's gone. And, you know, I continue to say that's not happening. And now Jeremiah Beeman is an early enrollee. And real quick on him, I know I, you know, continuing to just kind of ramble, but he's actually going to be wearing number 92, which is the same number as Quinnen Williams, both Birmingham guys. And it's just kind of a cool story there, because Jeremiah Beeman was telling me how he had a conversation with Quinnen right before he committed to Alabama, and they have the same trainer. So just kind of cool tidbit right there.
That's pretty cool. Well, and on that same topic, you know, one good thing about Antonio Coleman, we say this all the time, like, take your visits, kids, right? Like, you get wined and dined by all these D1 coaches, D1 programs. Like, you get to go and experience different campuses, meet with all these different coaches. Like, even if you're sold on Alabama right now, go check it out, right? Because, like, you don't know what you don't know. But on the same topic of numbers, because I'm glad you brought that up about Beeman wearing 92, I thought it was really cool that Dre Kirkpatrick Jr. is now wearing number 21, because same number his dad wore all those years ago when he was one of the first recruiting classes, one of the first big high-profile recruits for Nick Saban. Now you get your big Dre wore 21, 20 years later, maybe 21 years later. I don't know, I have to check the math there. Little Dre's wearing 21 too. That's got to be really cool, right?
Yeah, I... You know, I kind of, you grow kind of a connection with these kids, just speaking with them for, you know, months and months. And, you know, talking with Dre, never had the opportunity to talk with Big Dre, but, you know, Little Dre I've talked to. I think Little Dre's his nickname around the facility already. I'm not entirely sure. Don't quote me on that. But just kind of talking about how he, you know, he wants to be his own, you know, he wants to be Dre Kirkpatrick Jr., but he understands that, you know, he wants to follow in his father's footsteps and go to Alabama. And the opportunity to play for Alabama was just such a big deal for him. And then, you know, as soon as he committed to Alabama, I kind of figured he would have that number 21. I don't know if that was part of the deal or whatnot or anything like that, but certainly really, really, really cool. And one thing I noticed too, as on, you know, the Dre Kirkpatrick Sr., his Instagram, like, he reposted the picture of his son wearing number 21, and he was like, I'm tearing up and all these things. Then, you know, kind of funny side of it too, I put out like a side-by-side of the, you know, father-son duo and the 21 at spring practice, and most of the quotes were, you know, oh, this is so awesome. And then the other half were, why are you making me feel so old? So it's just, it's just really, really, really cool. A lot of cool storylines to follow, man.
100%. Yeah, that's man, a lot of recruiting stuff to follow over the next few months. I know we're going to be all in on spring ball practice because there's so much to follow just with the team itself. But as you've heard over the last 30 minutes, Brett's going to be all in on all the recruiting stuff that we need to pay attention to over the next few months. Brett, anything else we need to know before we sign off here? I know we're going to circle back with you before the end of the spring period, but anything else at top of mind that we need to know before we head out?
Real quick, just one quick basketball note. Over the weekend, the Tennessee game, Daron Reed was in attendance. That's five-star signee. He was in attendance. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how the basketball schedule works or when they enroll, but hoping to get his thoughts. He, you know, continues to really love Alabama. There's nothing to worry about. He's obviously signed, so there's nothing to worry about there. But just want to let you know he was in town. And that class, you know, I think Alabama fans are really going to like that class between Aiden Sherrill, Nas Cunningham, and Daron Reed. But like you said, going to be hoping to jump on here at some point in the next couple of weeks as spring practice rolls on and more visitors come on. But, you know, continuing to update that visitors list, have, you know, preview stories with guys before their visits, have recap stories, have the latest offers, have everything you can possibly imagine on Bama 247. Whole bunch of things on today. So continue to stay updated and join that Bama 247 board for the latest conversation and intel.
If that is not a ringing endorsement to subscribe now, I don't know what is, because Brett knows anything and everything that you need to know about Alabama football recruiting and hoops recruiting as well. That's all we got, Brett. I really appreciate you joining us today. We'll be back sometime later this week. Rodak, Alex, and I will probably jump on and talk about spring practice observations because we get to watch spring practice this week. Really excited about that. In the meantime, though, be sure to rate and review the show wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, even our Bama 247 YouTube page. Subscribe to Bama 247 and 247 Sports. You can get all of Brett's amazing recruiting intel. Believe we're running a special because we're always running a special, 30% off an annual membership. We might even be running a deal just with spring football coming around. Be sure to click on the link in the show notes so that you can take advantage of that. Thank you again, Brett, for joining us. We appreciate you guys always for listening. We will talk to you all again soon.
See you guys.